All right, so welcome to the deep dive, where we like to take all the sources you've sent us and kind of go beyond, the surface level and give you the need-to-know information. Think of it as a shortcut, to being really informed.
Yeah.
And today we are diving into the online world of Gabriel Conte, and we're going to be looking at your notes that you sent in from March 18th, 2025, and this really interesting article from Christian Culture News.
Yeah, the goal with this deep dive is really to kind of understand, like the core elements of Gabriel Conte's online work, and not just like what he does, but why it resonates with so many people. Like trace his journey from his early beginnings, and how he got started to the content he's making now, his engagement strategies, and like crucially the significant role that his faith plays in his digital presence. And we're gonna be looking for like those unexpected angles and like really actionable insights within his journey. So hopefully you get a lot from this.
Yeah, definitely. And just to kick things off, Gabriel Conte was born in Miami, Florida on October 24, 1994. And I noticed both in your notes and the Christian Culture News article, there's a huge emphasis on his upbringing and his family. They actually specifically mentioned a family that deeply valued creativity and communication, which to me seems like a pretty significant starting point.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see that kind of early environment where, expressing yourself and connecting with others is encouraged, it often acts as like a really powerful launchpad for someone entering into the world of digital content because you can assume that they probably had early affirmation for their creative leanings. They learned how to engage an audience from a young age. And those are foundational skills that are absolutely necessary for building any kind of online presence.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like those creative leanings were definitely there early on. Both sources highlight his early passion for performing arts, particularly acting. And I thought it was interesting, how that theatrical background might have given him a unique edge on a platform like YouTube.
That's such a great point because acting training is all about understanding, how to tell a story effectively, how to capture and hold the audience's attention, how to convey emotion authentically. Those are all things that you learn when you're studying acting, and he would develop those skills really early on, and they translate incredibly well to creating compelling video content. I mean, that comfort in front of the camera, that innate understanding of performance probably gave him a huge advantage in the, often unscripted world of YouTube.
Totally. And here's where it gets really interesting to me. He wasn't waiting around to get into video. Your notes specifically mentioned an early interest in video content creation in high school, driven by a desire to share personal stories and experiences. That's like a pretty direct motivation,
Yeah, it really speaks volumes about, just his inherent drive to connect and share his perspective with the world, which is something that we see time and time again, with successful content creators. They really want to make that connection. And starting young, like he did, also gave him a very valuable runway to experiment, to really like discover his unique voice and style in an environment where the stakes weren't very high. Before it became his profession, it wasn't just about putting on a show. It was really about sharing his own narrative with the world,
I see.
which is awesome.
Yeah, and YouTube became his platform of choice. The article mentions it resonated with his creativity. And it wasn't just the biggest platform at the time. It sounds like there was like a specific appeal.
That's exactly.
Different online platforms have different strengths and they cater to different types of content and different audiences. And YouTube, with its, focus on video and at the time, more in-depth content formats, probably offered him the canvas he needed to really develop his storytelling abilities and connect with viewers on a deeper level than some other platforms might have allowed.
Totally. And so in those early days, what kind of content was she putting out there? The article note. It was genuine experiences, humor, and relatability, which sounds like a pretty good combo.
I mean, authenticity is the bedrock of connection online, especially when you're starting out and trying to build trust with an audience. People can smell from a mile away what's real and what's fake online. And by sharing his own genuine experiences, injecting humor and focusing on like themes and situations that his audience could identify with, he was laying that crucial groundwork, for building a really loyal following. Yeah. And then fast forward a little bit, he officially launched his YouTube channel in 2014. And it's interesting that both your notes and the article pinpoint this year as the real starting point of like his public journey.
Yeah, it marks the transition from like personal experimentation to a more public and intentional effort to build an online presence. Everything before was preparation and practice, and then 2014 is when he really stepped into the spotlight.
Yeah, and things moved pretty quickly from there. The article talks about a rapid rise to fame due to innovative vlogs and engaging storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like his early instincts really paid off.
They did. And innovation is so important because it keeps your content fresh. It helps you stand out, you know, in an online space that's so crowded, while compelling storytelling is the hook that keeps people coming back for more. And, you know, he clearly tapped into something that resonated really deeply with a significant audience. He was probably offering like a perspective or a style that wasn't widely available at the time. And people, you know, they flocked to that.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we know collaboration is a huge factor in online growth. And Gabriel's story really seems to underscore this. Both sources highlight the significant impact of his collaboration with his wife, Jess Conti.
Yeah, this is huge. And it's often like a pivotal moment for online creators because collaborations can instantly expose you to a whole new audience that you would never reach before. And in the case of Jess and Gabriel, their combined online presence, you know, probably broadened their appeal so much, you know, and allowed them to create a wider range of content that catered to diverse interests within, you know, this now shared fan base. So it was like a powerful joint venture.
Totally. And it wasn't just Jess. And your notes also mentioned collaborations with other influential creators and fellow YouTubers, which seems like a very strategic move to broaden his reach even further.
Yeah. Cross promotion is a really smart tactic online, you know, by partnering with other people in your digital sphere, you can tap into their existing communities, gain visibility among new potential viewers, and also demonstrate your versatility by participating in different styles of content.
Right.
So it's a win-win all around.
For sure.
Yep.
And beyond just the content on his channel, he also started getting involved in brand work, social media campaigns, and even attending social media conventions.
Yeah.
So that's a real diversification of like his digital activities.
Absolutely. And while YouTube might be the central hub, you know, to build a sustainable career as a digital creator, you need to explore these additional avenues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brand partnerships can provide financial stability and also open up creative opportunities, while conventions offer that really important, you know, in-person connection with your audience, which can really solidify that sense of community and loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. And let's kind of dive into like the content itself. Your notes break it down into three main types of vlogs, challenges, and short films.
Right.
Which to me seems like, you know, a pretty standard but effective mix for a successful YouTuber.
Yeah, it's a mix that's designed to cater to different, you know, viewing preferences and engagement levels. Vlogs offer that intimate personal connection, like allowing viewers to feel like they're part of your life. Challenges provide entertainment, you know, often with like a comedic element. And then short films give you that space for more structured storytelling and, you know, like a more polished creative expression beyond the day to day.
Yeah. And it sounds like he has some bigger ambitions. The Christian Culture News article mentions future aspirations to explore diverse media formats, podcasts, potentially a television series.
Yeah.
That's a big step on, you know, just the YouTube platform.
It is. It signals an ambition to evolve and expand his creative horizons.
Yeah.
You know, podcasts offer a different kind of engagement. You know, it's more audio focused, often allows for like deeper, more conversational content. And then television is like a major leap. You know, it requires a different scale of production, potentially reaching a totally different demographic than he's reaching now.
Right.
So it suggests a desire to broaden his impact and storytelling capabilities beyond the, you know, online video space.
And now this is really what makes Gabriel Conte stand out, you know, at least based on these sources. It's this fusion of faith and mainstream content. Your notes even call it his unique niche.
Yeah.
What makes it so unique?
It's really distinctive because it's not just about being a person of faith who makes YouTube videos. It's about the really intentional and skillful way that he integrates his Christian faith into content that resonates with a huge audience that, you know, may not even share his specific religious beliefs. And that is a very delicate and often challenging balance to strike.
I see. And the notes highlight his storytelling technique, where he incorporates fundamental biblical principles without overtly preaching.
Right.
Which seems really crucial in making it accessible to a wider audience.
Totally, because, you know, heavy-handed or overt proselytizing can often be really off-putting to a large segment of the population. So by subtly weaving these principles into relatable narratives and discussions of everyday life, he's able to share his values in a way that encourages reflection and connection rather than resistance.
Yeah.
You know, it's about demonstrating through story and example rather than direct instruction.
Yeah, and he's doing this through those mainstream formats that we talked about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the vlogs, the sketches, the collaborations, and he uses them to portray everyday life, struggles, doubts, joys, and thoughtfully interweaving reflections on his faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like two separate things.
It's not. And this approach makes his faith feel like an organic and natural part of his life, you know, not something that's separate or artificially imposed on his content.
Right.
And by showing how his beliefs actually inform his perspective on everyday experiences, he creates that inviting atmosphere for dialogue about spirituality while also entertaining. So he's, you know, really bridging different viewpoints.
Yeah. And he also tackles some, you know, more contemporary issues, relationships, personal growth, even social challenges through a faith-based lens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's really offering a very specific perspective within the broader online conversation.
Right. And that's probably a huge reason why he connects so deeply with his audience. You know, he's not shying away from these relevant and sometimes complex topics, but he's addressing them from this consistent foundation of, you know, his own personal beliefs and offering a viewpoint that resonates with those who share similar values, and then potentially, you know, providing a thoughtful alternative perspective for those who don't.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And both sources emphasize that his overall approach is characterized by humor, authenticity, and creativity. And then when he does touch on faith directly, it's with a sincere and thoughtful tone.
Right.
So it's like this balancing act that seems absolutely essential for his success, you know, this niche that he's carved out.
It's the key. The humor and authenticity make him relatable and approachable to a wide audience, you know. And then when he discusses his faith, that sincerity builds trust, particularly with those who share his beliefs. And he avoids sounding, you know, either preachy or insincere, both of which can really quickly alienate viewers.
Yeah. And the Christian Culture News article makes like a really strong statement here saying, he's making faith-oriented content accessible and appealing on mainstream platforms like YouTube, dispelling the notion that religious themes cannot coexist with popular culture.
Yeah.
And that to me is like a pretty significant impact, you know?
It's huge because it really challenges, you know, this long-held perception and demonstrates that, you know, content rooted in faith doesn't have to be confined to just niche audiences or platforms.
Right.
By thoughtfully integrating, you know, faith into mainstream formats, he's reaching a much broader viewership and showing that these seemingly disparate worlds can actually intersect, you know, in really meaningful and engaging ways.
Yeah. And looking ahead, your notes indicate that he aims to integrate faith more deeply in future creations, you know, to inspire and uplift his audience with positivity and encouragement. So this isn't just a phase. This is like a continued commitment to this core aspect of his message.
Yeah. It really signals that, you know, his faith isn't just a peripheral element of his online work. It's a central driving force that he intends to explore and emphasize even further in his upcoming projects.
And ultimately, you know, he seems to be consistently embodying principles like encouragement, integrity, and personal growth, which really reflects that intersection of his faith and digital presence.
Right.
It's not just what he's saying, it's how he's conducting himself online.
Yeah, that consistency between your message and your actions is so important for building long-term trust and credibility, especially when you're, you know, discussing values like faith and integrity, you know, in a very public forum.
Right. Yeah. And let's switch gears a bit and talk about how he actually connects with his audience, because your notes highlight his active presence on various social media platforms, things like Instagram and Twitter, where he shares glimpses into his daily life behind the scenes moments.
Mm-hmm.
And that all seems about fostering a more personal connection.
Totally. Social media platforms allow for a more immediate and informal level of interaction, you know, with your followers. And it really bridges the gap between the more polished content on YouTube and the everyday realities of your life.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of behind the scenes access helps make him feel more relatable and accessible.
Yeah. And there's also, you know, a noted commitment to transparency and open dialogue, where he actively invites viewers to participate in discussions about his content and even seek their feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a two-way relationship.
It is. It shows that he genuinely values, you know, his audience's opinions and sees them as more than just passive viewers. And by soliciting their input, you know, he fosters a sense of ownership and involvement within his community.
And he utilizes these interactive sessions like Q&As, live streams, interactive polls to really encourage that direct participation.
Yeah, these interactive formats are so great because they provide those opportunities for real-time engagement, you know, allowing for direct communication, a much stronger sense of connection.
Right.
You know, it transforms the relationship from like a one-way broadcast to a more dynamic and engaging virtual conversation. And that's essential for building a strong community.
Yeah, it sounds like he's very intentionally building a supportive online community based on shared values.
Right.
Positivity, creativity, authenticity. So it's not just about the content itself. It's about the kind of online space he's creating.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, by consistently promoting those values through his content and his interactions, you know, he naturally attracts like-minded individuals who resonate with that message, which creates a more positive, supportive, and ultimately, you know, more resilient online environment for everyone involved.
Yeah, and this sense of community seems to be really taking root because followers are connecting with each other, forming friendships through his content.
That's amazing.
This is a really powerful testament to the kind of community he's built.
It is. You know, it demonstrates that his influence extends beyond just individual viewers, and he's actually fostering connections between them. And that can be so valuable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But of course, being in the public eye, especially online, comes with challenges. Mm-hmm. Your notes mention the need to navigate scrutiny and diverse opinions.
Right.
You know, it can't always be smooth sailing.
It's a constant balancing act for anyone, you know, with a significant online presence. When you put yourself and your views out there, you're going to encounter a wide spectrum of opinions. And sometimes that includes, you know, harsh criticism, and how you navigate those challenges is crucial for your long-term success and your own well-being.
And there's that challenge of sustaining authenticity amidst online trends and pressures.
Yeah.
You know, it must be easy to get pulled in different directions.
The online landscape is constantly changing. You know, new trends and viral phenomena are emerging all the time. So, you know, staying true to your core values and your original vision while also remaining relevant and engaging for your audience requires a strong sense of self-awareness and, you know, a clear understanding of what you stand for.
Yeah, and it sounds like his resilience and reliance on his faith provides a strong anchor, you know, to help him stay grounded, guide his decisions when he faces criticism or those external pressures.
Yeah, it provides like a really strong internal compass and a deep source of strength that can help him weather the inevitable storms of online negativity.
Right.
And stay true to, you know, his chosen path and his core principles.
Yeah. And finally, let's talk about his impact, particularly on younger audiences, because the article highlights how his engaging style and authentic storytelling really resonate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, younger audiences, they can spot a fake from a mile away.
They can. And they're often particularly attuned to authenticity. And yeah. They have a really keen sense for when someone is being disingenuous online. And his genuine approach, combined with content that, you know, addresses their experiences and their interests, likely makes him highly relatable to them.
Yeah. And this emphasis on faith and positive messages seems to really strike a chord with young people
mm-hmm.
who are trying to navigate this complex world.
Yeah.
You know, is offering something beyond just entertainment.
Right. It provides a sense of direction, hope, and, you know, a framework of values in a world that can often feel overwhelming or uncertain for young people.
Right.
And that consistent stream of positive messaging can be super impactful during, you know, these formative years.
And his content also encourages personal growth and self-reflection. And, you know, his honest discussions about his own struggles and triumphs can really help viewers maintain a healthier perspective, you know, on their own lives.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they have this peer who's just a little further down the road offering encouragement.
Right. And that vulnerability and openness, you know, creates a powerful sense of shared experience, making, you know, his advice or his reflections feel much more genuine and directly applicable to their own lives and challenges. It breaks down that feeling of isolation that young people can experience sometimes.
Totally. And we see this theme of community again with him fostering dialogue around faith, resilience, and ambition. You know,
yeah.
It's really creating a space for these important conversations to happen.
Absolutely. By actively creating that platform for Utakin discussion, he's empowering young people to really explore these important aspects of their lives in, you know, a supportive and encouraging environment.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, he's serving as a role model by demonstrating the importance of staying true to one's values. And I feel like that's a really powerful form of influence, especially for, you know, a younger audience.
Yeah, in a digital world that's often characterized by, you know, fleeting trends and sometimes superficial online personas, someone who consistently demonstrates a commitment to their values can be a very positive and grounding influence, particularly for younger individuals who are still developing their own sense of identity and purpose.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into Gabriel Conti's online presence, it's clear we've traced this fascinating journey from those early creative roots to a really diverse and impactful career as a digital creator. And he's carved out this unique and successful space by skillfully weaving his Christian faith into mainstream content,
mm-hmm.
you know, building a strong and engaged community, and ultimately serving as a positive influence, particularly for younger viewers.
And the big takeaway for me is how Gabriele Conti's journey demonstrates that you can achieve significant success, you know, in the often secular landscape of mainstream digital content while remaining completely authentic to your own personal values and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a compelling example of how faith and genuine connection can not only coexist, but actually thrive in the digital age, you know, resonating mm-hmm. with a wide audience through honesty and consistent values.
That's a really great way to put it. And it really makes you think, you know, considering Gabriele Conti's approach,
mm-hmm.
what are some unexpected ways that your personal values that are important to you, you know, could be integrated into the different fields or platforms that you engage with every day?
Yeah.
It's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was fun.
Yeah, I hope you learned a lot.
I did.
All right, we'll see you next time.